Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
You have to believe that God is your only source and He's going to give you what you need. It's not your job, it's not your bank, it's not your family, but God is our source.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Your Heart Believes What Your Mouth Says.
Speak the word.
People are not your source. The government is not your source. Your job is not your source. God is your source. He can take and He can give. But if you trust Him, He is a giver. And He can give you even much better than what you got right now. He can just keep piling it on. He told me one time that He was going to bless me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, and showed me a sample of how I was going to do it. Like with my dad picking the beans, you know. I'd pick those beans, think that basket was full. My daddy would come along, and he would shake it down, and it'd be about half full. That was true. That's a true story. I just brought up on the farm, and I picked a lot of green beans and cucumbers. But you can't shake cucumbers down. But you can shake green beans down. And he shook it down until it was half full. And I've told this before, but he told me I could quit when I got it full, you know. But he would come and he'd shake it down and be half full. I'd keep working till I filled it up. But God told me that it was going to be like that. Just when I thought I had it full, that He was going to shake it down. And He was going to pour some more in. Praise God. And He is. He's a person. God is of His Word. He is His Word. And He backs up His Word. And when He told me, this was like 4 or 5 years ago, sitting on my couch preparing a sermon for something, and He told me that He was going to bless me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And that Bible says this, and He said that, and give me the sample to show me how He was going to do it. And He said, just when I think that He can't bless me anymore, He's going to shake it down and give me some more. Praise God. So, you know, you just keep on moving. Keep on moving. Hallelujah. Nothing too hard for our God, is there? No. God Himself is our banner. He is our victory. He is the one who wins the battles, brothers and sisters. We cannot do anything on our own. If Jesus didn't do anything on His own, then we can't do anything on our own either. And He's still fighting our battles. He's still giving us the victory over our enemies. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, it says, but thanks be to God who is Christ, who in Christ always, I capitalize that, always leads us into triumph as trophies of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. But thanks be to God who in Christ always, always leads us in triumph as trophies of Christ. Hallelujah. Just the other day, I saw where a street preacher was arrested for reading scripture in the park. They said I saw them in a video actually arresting him and holding him down. They said he was causing a disturbance. And he was in the park reading scriptures. He wasn't even preaching. I also read an article where three teenage boys, eighth graders, were sued by the school for not using a proper pronoun for a girl's name. They were sued for sexual harassment. But because the press got a hold of it and other people and everything started happening, finally, after a while, they considered it closed. You know, they closed the case. You know, the school did. I'm telling you, it's just the beginning. As the Bible says, it's just the beginning of the birth pains, that we haven't seen anything yet. And I know that we want things to get better, and I believe for God's people they will get better. But the Bible continues to say that things are going to get worse. Doesn't it? So actually, we need to get busy and do as much as we can while we have the freedom to do it, while it's still day, the Bible says. The Bible talks about the wheat and the tares. And he told him to leave the tares alone, that he couldn't come in and get the wheat because it might mess, get the tares because it might mess up the wheat, referring to the people, us. But you have to realize that the tares are growing stronger, but also the wheat is getting stronger too. God did not execute the sentence immediately. The final remnant of the Amalekites was destroyed during the reign of Hezekiah in 1 Chronicles. My point is, brothers and sisters, when you gather under Jehovah Nissus as your banner and trust him, the outcome of your battle will be the same as it was with Moses and Joshua at Rephidim. God is saying that there will always be war. He says, so don't be surprised by it. He said, you're always going to have a battle to fight. As a matter of fact, he said there would be wars and rumors of wars. He says in Matthew 24:6, he says, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you're not alarmed. He said, for these things must happen, but the end is still not to come. And most of you have read all of Matthew. If you haven't, go in and read all of that chapter in Matthew, and it goes through so much more that I don't have time to teach on. But Jesus says to be of good courage. To be of good courage, he said, for I have overcome the world for you, according to John 16:33. Saints, Jesus offers us peace, and his peace is greater than the temporary trials that we're now experiencing. What we need to remember is God is saying that he is always the winner. Always. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? You know, we have to know that we are serving that same Jehovah, and nothing is impossible for him. In Luke 1:37, it said, this is what the angel told Mary in Luke 1:38, and she said, be it unto me according to thy word. And then the angel left. That's what we need to do too, saints. Confess God's word and say, be it done unto me according to thy word, Lord. Remember, God is his word. If God's word says you are the head and not the tail, then you have to stop acting like the tail. Are you hearing me? Yeah. You have to act like the head. Remember, the head is in the front, it's on top. And the tail is in the rear. It's on the bottom. Yeah. You don't want to be the tail. You don't want to be at the bottom of at the heap. You want to be at the top. Yes. And God says that you are. He says you are blessed coming in and blessed going out. If he says you're blessed coming in and blessed going out, then you're blessed coming in, blessed going out. And that's your testimony. You might say, well, Pastor Joe, I don't feel like that's true. Well, some of you in here tonight may not feel like that's not true. But you can't base things on your feelings or your circumstances. I've talked about this before. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah that you can't trust your heart. He says it's the most deceitful above all things. He says it will lie to you. In other words, you can't trust your flesh. Yes. You can't trust your feelings. They will lie to you. He will do anything he can to stop you. I know that he's got more tricks up his sleeve than we do because he's had more practice. But we have the Holy Spirit on our side, living, the Spirit of Jesus living on the inside of us. He has the power, but he doesn't have the authority. You hear me? We have both power and authority, but he does not have authority. He only has power. But we can outdo that. Believe it or not, we can. That situation of yours is just waiting to hear the word of the Lord. He's just waiting to hear the word of the Lord. It's like those dry bones in Ezekiel 37. God told Ezekiel to prophesy upon those dry bones and say unto them, O you dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. So Ezekiel said, I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Hallelujah. I don't know what you've been told that you can't do, or what you've been told that your body can't do, but it's a lie. Brothers and sisters, we're talking about Jehovah God Almighty, the God of impossibilities. Hallelujah. I don't know how many situations you're facing in here tonight that seems hopeless or is looking dead to you, but only you know what you're battling with. And you also know that in the heat of a battle, it's hard to see the victory at the end. You know, the victory's there, but sometimes it's just hard for us to see it.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly. Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joe, and I want to let you know again just how special you are and how much you mean to me and this ministry. And I want to thank you, too, for your continued support. It means so much to me, saints. And I want you to remember, brothers and sisters, that what you do for the Lord is because of your love for Him. You don't have to do things to gain God's love, for you already have His love. And saints, I would also like to take this opportunity to ask you to pray about becoming a partner with Speak the Word Ministry. If you're being blessed or fed by this ministry, I pray you will consider sowing into this ministry. Also remember, if you'd like to have one of my CDs and you don't have the funds for it, it doesn't matter. You just call me and I'll be happy to send it to you free of charge. Remember, too, that you can go over to my website, joanneramsey.com, and you can download any of my prayers or messages free of charge. The main thing is, I don't want you to ever be without God's Word, okay? Praise God. And remember, saints, there is power in the spoken Word of God.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening, and join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the Word of God, against the Word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.